Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Pulse of St. Louis. I'm Jasmine Huda. A group of teens from the St. Louis area will be meeting face-to-face with police and prosecutors in Memphis, Tennessee. It's all part of an organization's mission to educate and empower young people from the St. Louis area about civil rights events, past and present. The organization is called Humanity in the Middle. A couple of years ago, the group visited Tulsa, Oklahoma. They met with city leaders and they visited historic sites, including the site of the Tulsa Race Riot of 1921. Now, Humanity in the Middle launched a few years ago, and its co-founders are with us today. Charlene Hughes is the lead co-director, and she is a co-founder of Humanity in the Middle. And we have Clay Farmer. He is a VP of Security and Community Outreach for Affinia Healthcare, also a co-founder. Thank you for both being here.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, it's called Humanity in the Middle, and it centers around teens in the St. Louis area, Charlene. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the focus? What's the mission?
So our mission really is to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the communities they serve. After the Philando Castile verdict came down a few years ago, Clay and myself and Wesley Bell, we were boots on the ground in the Normandy School District, and we noticed the energy shift, and it wasn't a good thing. So we decided at that time that we needed to do something to help with that, because our neighborhoods can't be safe without law enforcement, and law enforcement needs the community in order to help the community be safe. So at that point, I called him, was like, because I wasn't quite sure how to do it, because we were having some internal conversations at Beyond Housing. And I'm like, how can we do this? How can we bridge this gap? And he ended up calling me at 3 a.m. with this wonderful idea to travel across
she
the nation.
Didn't sound wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure she appreciated that call.
I really did.
But sometimes the best ideas are in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You talked about the shift, and either of you can talk about this. What are you talking about, that energy and that shift that needed to be addressed?
I can only describe it as the synergy or energy went from positive to negative. Like, it was really, really charged, but it wasn't in a good way. You know, anytime we see police brutality, communities of color become even more withdrawn from those law enforcement agents that are there to help. So him being law enforcement, Wesley being law enforcement, and me being boots on the ground and being one of those neighbors, I realized that we had to do something, because the entities, being the community and the police, cannot exist without each other. And one bad apple should not spoil it from the bunch, because I know some awesome law enforcement officers who are really there to help people and the community. So we decided that we needed to do something, do something. We didn't know what that something was from the beginning, but we have evolved, and it's working.
Wesley Bell, the St. Louis County prosecutor, unable to join us, but the three of you came up with this mission to bridge this gap. And Clay, you've got an interesting perspective, because you are former law enforcement.
No, current.
Current.
Yes, I'm
Tell
current.
Me who you I thought you were. Well, you were with the North County Police Cooperative.
Right.
That's why I say former. Tell us what you're doing now.
So I am the, like you said, the vice president of safety and security for Affinity Healthcare, but I also still work for the St. Ann Police Department.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Wow, I'm being corrected here on TV. But I do want to get into this, because we have video from your visit to Tulsa.
Yes.
Tell us about that trip and why it made a difference.
It was amazing. It was an amazing trip. One of the components that we added was that we get to meet with the local law enforcement. So we got to meet the police chief. If you all know about Tulsa, you know they have the first 48 detectives that they follow around. So the kids got to follow the detectives around. They got to interrogate. They asked me to come work with them, but I was like, you know, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm busy. But just that whole experience, we met with the prosecutor, who actually was from here. He had moved there several years ago. Mm. So the kids were amazed by that. But then they got to see outside of St. Louis what goes on, right? And so we had just some positive conversations, and we look forward to doing it again this year.
How do you select the teens to be part of this experience?
So we require the students, the scholars, to write a 500-word essay on a Black person event that has impacted their lives. They have to submit 3 references, you know, it can be pastors, teacher, just anyone. Plus, they have to do 8 hours of community service before they leave. So that's once they're selected. But it's the essay process. Oh, we added an interview component to it this year. So we read their essays, read their references, interview them, and then our team makes a decision.
And what do they talk about in their essays?
Well, before you say that, it's all expense paid. I don't know if we said that. Mm-mm. The entire trip is, the kids pay nothing except when we go to the mall. I'm not buying you some Jordans, but all the excursions, the food, the meals, everything is covered for them. So they actually pay it back by doing that community service. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And then these essays, tell us about what's the topic or?
Amazing. They get to pick what they want. Like she said, it's whoever's positively impacted their life. It could be a famous person. It could be your mom. It could be your aunt. Anybody that's positively affected your life. And us reading them, I know she gets mad. I just never sleep. I just don't. So I'm quick to call her at 2 a.m. and say, oh my God, you got to read this essay that just came through. It is amazing. And so these kids just never cease to amaze us every single year.
We actually had a scholar who wrote about his father.
Yeah.
And it really brought me to tears because he was saying how much of a role model, how he's seen his dad go through the good and the bad and the ugly, but with such character that he really didn't know the bad and the ugly. Mm. So his father really covered him. His father really taught him how to be a man. It really had me in tears. I can't remember the words, but I know the feeling. Like, it had the hair standing up on my arms when I was reading this, because most often we get essays about famous people, activists, football stars, but for him to write about his father, it just hit home for me.
Really personalized. Yeah. And it also underscores the importance of having a role model in the home.
Absolutely.
And I know that's part of this organization, because I know you maintain relationships with these teens after the fact.
Forever relationships.
Yes. Yeah. So one of your trips was to Jackson, Mississippi. That was last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Again, an amazing trip. The only thing that I was a little upset about was we didn't get to meet Coach Prime, football coach at Jackson State, because of the water issue. But other than that, we visited the Medgar Evers home.
And that's what we're seeing here.
Yes, that's
my
man.
And tell us who Medgar Evers was.
Medgar Evers was a civil rights activist in Jackson. He was boots on the ground in getting people registered to vote. And then he was brutally killed coming home from work. He was shot and killed in his driveway. And that's where you see Farrakhan is talking to them now. We visited the courthouse where the Emmett Till case took place. Yeah. It was amazing.
What was it like? Tell us how, it's one thing to read about it in a history book, but to actually visit the site, a landmark, what is it like for them?
Everything is still the same there. The courthouse, they still use it. The only thing that's different is they've enacted central air.
That's it.
But to hear the stories and how they let him go back and forth home during the trial to go eat, and it was very moving for the kids as well. So, you know, when you get juniors and seniors emotional and it's being in that, like, that's how we know we're making an impact.
I want to hear one of the chaperones from the Jackson, Mississippi trip. I believe his name was Farrakhan. This is him talking with the students at the site. Mm-hmm. This was Medgar Evers' home.
Yes.
Correct.
Let's listen in.
His wife had to run outside and see him laying on the ground, right? All you hear in the house is pop, 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 right? They say 6 shots. 6 shots, ran right behind him.
What was it like for everyone to hear that on the front steps of the home, the porch?
The scholars and even the chaperones, we were emotional. Know, like you said, we read about it, you hear about it, you see the movies, but we're actually standing in that space.
Grounds, right.
So it was like you were reliving the energy for me. Mm-hmm. I was reliving the energy of the night. My mind began to think, like, what was his wife's first thought when she heard those shots? Mm-hmm. What was his first thought when he got out of the car and saw the person coming at him? Mm-hmm. And then I went through, like, anger and happiness. And then joy, because I knew what he was fighting for, but the anger that another human being would take someone out just so people could have the right to vote.
We had a scholar that said to us, why do we really need to know our history? Why do we need to do this? Yes. She wasn't ignorant or anything like that. She was just like, why? We need to move forward. After seeing the Emmett Till experience and Medgar Evers, she said, I apologize.
Yes.
She stood up and said, I am sorry and I want to do more.
Yes.
And learn
sometimes
more.
It takes that experience to do that. And one thing I also want to point out, this is not just about these once a year trips. You do, as you mentioned, Clay, the community service.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so we'll mention that when we post this story online, if people want to help support humanity in the middle. So thank you both for being here. We're sad Mr. Bell couldn't join us, but
thank you.
Wonderful organization and making
you.
A difference in the community.
Thank
so thank you to Charlene Hughes and Clay Farmer. Well, straight